Well, hello, Bruce Cameron with you. Come all ye once again. Let's start with a nice piece of music from a mix of Irish traditional and Baroque music. This is a group called Dorodon, and we'll hear traditional Irish. This is John Doherty's Mazurka, Jig and Slip Jig.
Phonograph recording her songs of the land and the sea. There's a button on the wall there next to the photo. If you press it, you can hear the ghosts of her songs as they echo through the halls in that museum in Hobart, a scratchy reminder of all we've done wrong.
The man and the woman and the Edison phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinders, the story of progress, the song lives on,
but the singers are gone.
Not yet 50 years since a white man first settled. She was born on an island in God's great cruel sea, where the few who remained of my people were herded and left there to die. At seven, she was taken from her mother and family to work as a servant, to be taught about God. But she still learned the old way, the songs and the stories. With dear Truganini, she'd go bush for food. And after Truganini, the scientist descended, was Fanny Spitz now the last of her race? The futile debates, it seemed, never ended. They took her dimension and examined the shape of her face. The man and the woman and the Edison phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinder, story of progress. The song lives on, but the singers are gone. And the man in the photo was born to an immigrant. He married a woman of inherited wealth, and he lived in a mansion overlooking the harbor. Worked hard for their business, did well for himself. And in time he became a gentleman of leisure. He developed an interest in the native folks' ways. He collected and catalogued those cultural treasures, archived and referenced for future display. He was a member of the Royal Society, property, wealth, man of propriety. She and her people were torn from their land, betrayed, dislocated, affected according to the plan. But they came together through song. And phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinder, the story of progress. The song lives on, but the singers are gone. There's a photo on a wall in a museum in Hobart. It was taken in October of 1903 of a woman and a man with an Edison phonograph, recording her songs of the land and the sea. And the man had a son, who in turn had a son, who in turn had a son, who was me. And the woman had a son, who in turn had a daughter, who in turn had a son, who in turn had a son, and the next one was me.
To the Tasmanians. Now, that's an interesting track. It's called The Man and the Woman and the Edison Phonograph. It comes to us from an album called Balance by Bruce Watson, a Victorian singer-songwriter. I'll just read what he writes about that song. Fanny Cochrane Smith was born on Flinders Island in 1834 and learned songs and stories from across Tasmania. As an elder, she sang them at recitals around Tasmania. Horace Watson recorded her in 1903. Whether she really was the last full-blood Tasmanian is a moot point. There's a vibrant Tasmanian Aboriginal community today, many of whom are related to her. One is the singer Ronnie Summers, whom Bruce Watson met through this song. Now we're related by song, he writes, and perform this piece together when we can. In an amazing turning of history circle, the voices on the track bring together two histories and many generations. Our ancestors would be thrilled, I suspect. Thanks to the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and members of the Tasmanian community for their blessing to use the archival recording. Bruce Watts, interesting man. And opening the program today, a bit of music from a wonderful Irish group called Dorodan, who play Irish traditional and Baroque music. Here's Chris Wood from England with yet another version of John Barleycorn.
They sowed, they harrowed him in, threw clods down on his head. These three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They let him lie for a very long time, till rain from heaven did fall. Little Sir John put up his head, he so amazed them all. So they made him stand till long midsummer, till he looked both pale and wan. Little Sir John grew a long, long beard, so became to cut him off at the knee. They rolled him and tied him by the waist, and they served him barbarously. So they had men with sharp pitchforks to prick him to the heart. But the loader, he served him worse than that. He bound him to a cart, and they wheeled him and wheeled him around the field till they came down to the barn. And these three men made a solemn vow of poor John Barleycorn. And they hired men with crabtree sticks to cut him skin from bone. The miller, he served him worse than that. They ground him between two stones. Little Sir John in his nut brown bowl, brandy in the glass. His little Sir John in his nut brown bowl proved a stronger man at last. Because the huntsman, he can't hunt the fox nor loudly blow his horn. The tinker, he can't mend kettles or pots without John Barleycorn. Thank you.
That's Chris Wood, interesting musician from England. The album called The Lark Descending, not Ascending, Descending. John Barleycorn, an arrangement that he borrowed, or bits of it anyway, borrowed from the singing of Martin Carfi. Now, we go way back now, 40 plus years. For the next track, comes from an album called Obadiah by a group called Homebrew, H-O-M, new word, B-R-U. Music from Shetland and beyond. This is not from Shetland. Well, first one might be, Janine Shell. Second one, Sandy Bell's Hornpipe. Sandy Bell's, the name of a bar in Edinburgh, Forest Road, from memory, where there's music most nights. Very nice tunes, played fairly robustly, you might say, on a 1982 album called Obadiah, the group Homebrew. Janine's Shell and Sandy Bell's Hornpipe. Fun to play and well worth a listen to. You're listening to Come All Ye. So the featured album today is called The Poor Shall Wear the Crown, songs by Leon Rosselson. Comes to us from Nancy Kerr. I think it was probably a COVID lockdown production, this little number, because it's all her. She sings, she plays guitar, plays violin, plays viola and piano, and the only other sound on the album really is her son Harry on one track repeating the line, "Why does it have to be me?" We may or may not hear that track. We'll see how we go. Anyway, Nancy Kerr, very frequent visitor to these airwaves on this program and other folk music programs on 2MCE. Married, of course, to James Fagan, although James doesn't put in an appearance, as far as I'm aware, on this album, The Poor Shall Wear the Crown. Now, Leon Rosselson also should be pretty well known to many listeners. He's been writing songs of social conscience, I guess you'd say, for many, many years in England. And this album, as I said, is all songs by him. Perhaps one of his best known ones is this.
Your life, you may start off as a woman, but you'll end up as a wife. You could be a Vestal Virgin, take the veil and be a nun, but don't get married, girls, for marriage isn't fun. It's fine when you're romancing and he plays a lover's part. You're the roses in his garden, you're the flame that warms his heart, and his love will last forever, and he'll promise you the moon. But just wait until you wed it, and he'll sing a different tune. You're his tapioca pudding, you're the dumplings in his stew, and he'll soon begin to wonder what he ever saw in you. Still, he takes without complaining all the dishes you provide, but you see he has to have his bit of jam tart on the side. So don't get married, girls, it's very badly paid. You may start off as the mistress, but you'll end up as the maid. Be a daring deep-sea diver, be a polished polyglot, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a plot. Have you seen him in the morning with a face that looks like death? He's got dandruff on his pillow and tobacco on his breath, and he wants some reassurance with his cup of tea in bed, cos he's got worries with the mortgage and the ball patch on his head. And he's sure that you're his mother, lays his head upon your breast, so you try to boost his ego, iron his shirt and warm his vest. And you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford. So don't get married, girls, men are all the same, they just use you when they need you, you do better on the game. Be a call girl, be a stripper, be a hostess, be a whore, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a When he comes home in the evening, he can hardly spare a look. All he says is, "What's for dinner? After all, you're just the cook." But when he takes you to a party, he eyes you with a frown, and you know you've got to look your best, you mustn't let him down. Then he'll clutch you with that look, what I've got sparkle in his eyes, like he's entered for a raffle and he's won you for the prize. But when the party's over, you'll be slogging through the sludge, half the time a decoration and the other half a drudge. So don't get married, girls, it'll drive you round the bend. It's the lane without a turning, it's the end without an end. Change your lover every Friday, take up tennis, be a nurse, but don't get married, girls, for marriage is a curse. Still, you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored, and he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford.
Get married, girls. Sage advice from the pen of Leon Rosselson. And all the tracks on the featured album today are Leon Rosselson compositions. From Nancy Kerr, it's called The Poor Shall Wear the Crown. Yeah, as I said, probably Leon Rosselson's best known song. Still gets an airing at folk clubs all over the place. Don't Get Married, Girls. More from that album coming up as we make our way through the program today.
listen what my love did say. Oh, who is it comes to my window that knocks so loud and wants to come in? It is your true love that loves you dearly. So rise, dear girl. Slowly she got up, and slowly, slowly came she down. But before she'd got the door unlocked, her true love had both come and gone. Come back, my untrue lover. To listen what my love did say.
It's a familiar tune, isn't it? When the boat comes in. Before that, I drew my ship into the harbour. That track comes from an album called The Reality Check. Texas T. Tex and Tristan Cipollata. Doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Well, would have 25 years ago, because if you put together the Sensitive New Age Cowpersons, that was a group based in Perth, and the Cipollatas, that was a touring group from the UK, two of them got on so well that they decided they'd record an album. And just wandering past the door at the time was Eliza Carthy. And this was all recorded at Perth. Yeah, so Eliza Carthy was there as well. Well, maybe not. Maybe she recorded in England and posted it in. That's the only track she's on. Eliza Carthy has a new album out as well, so it's going to be the featured album in a few weeks' time on this program. But there we heard I Drew My Ship Into the Harbour and When the Boat Comes In with the vocals from Eliza Carthy. Do you remember the Humble Bums? Does that ring a bell at all? It's a group that trod the boards before one of them became particularly famous as a solo artist. The other one did pretty well. Here's the other one, first of all, then we'll hear the famous one straight after. So that's perhaps the lesser known of the two members of the Humble Bums. Actually, I think there were three members, but that's Jerry Rafferty. So does that give you a bit of a clue about who the next one is?
No, you see, a lot of people don't realise the desperate importance of Wellington boots in Scottish culture. So this is designed to teach them a wee bit.
If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary, 'cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
And that's the chorus. I want you to sing it with gusto. I want you to leap into it in a mood of gay abandon, gasping on the floor, paroxysms of mirth, clutching your middle, saying, "Oh, Jesus Christ, he's a gas." Right into that microphone. Because these people in London don't believe it.
Oh, wellies, they're wonderful. Oh, wellies, they're swell. 'Cause they keep out the water and they keep in the smell. And when you're sitting in a room, you can surely tell when some bugger takes off his wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. 'Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies. That was wonderful. Honest. Great, isn't it? When you're out walking in the country with a bird, and you're strolling o'er the fields just like a farmer's herd, and somebody shouts, keep off the grass, and you think how absurd. Squelch, you find why farmers all wear wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. 'Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
Serious, throw, serious.
We serious bears. Fishermen and firemen, there's farmers and all. There's men who digging ditches and working in the snow. This country would grind to a halt and no a thing would grow if it wasn't for the workers in their wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. 'Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies. If it wasn't for your wellies, where would you be? You'd be in the hospital or infirmary. 'Cause you would have a dose of the flu or even pleurisy if you didn't have your feet in your wellies.
Yes, Sir Billy Connolly, long before he was Sir Billy, of course. From a long time ago, that one. From an album called Best of British Folk. Maybe. Before that, Jerry Rafferty with the song Mary Skeffington. Jerry Rafferty and Billy Connolly were the Humble Bums. Billy Connolly went on to bigger things than Jerry Rafferty, although Jerry Rafferty wrote some fine songs as well. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron with you. Another one now from the featured album. Now, as I said, they're all songs by Leon Rosselson, so they all have that social conscience edge to them. Nancy Kerr recorded this album in 2021, probably during lockdown, COVID lockdown, or shortly thereafter. And it's all her playing the music and singing, guitar, violin, viola and piano. Her son Harry, who I think was probably 10 or 11 at the time, contributed a little bit to one of the tracks. Not this one. This is called The Song of the Old Communist.
He was one of those dogged old men who live in the past, telling stories you don't want to know about how it was then. The hunger, the hardship, the hopes and the struggles of so long ago. And we must have looked bored for like sparks from the cinders. His eyes glowed with anger, his words seemed to burn. He said, I will be heard, for my life is not over. I have something to say yet, you have something to learn. He said, you who have nothing at all to believe in, you whose motto is money comes first, who are you to tell us that our lives are being wasted and all that we fought for has turned into dust? I was only a lad when we read that in Russia the workers, the Soviets, had taken all power, and the man they called Lenin who led them was our inspiration. His triumph was our finest hour, and I'll always remember how fears shook the wealthy like thieves who have just been caught out in their crime. But we who had known only war voice that a new world was born in that time. You can't know what it meant and the pride that we felt to know working people, people like us, could shake off the shackles, could topple the palaces, remake the world without ruler or boss. This kept us going, this dream of a new world, through all those dark years of defeat and despair, when we who were proud to proclaim ourselves communists fought for that world free from hunger and fear. It was down with the means test, no cuts in our wages, we want £3 a week and a 7-hour day, and there wasn't a thing that we got, but we fought for it. Don't you know bosses give nothing away, and the strikes and the marches, the to beat off the bailiffs and coppers when hope was still young. Hot heads and hot hearts as we tested our power. The workers triumphant, that was our song. For a time he was silent and lost in his memories. Then, but more softly, his words came again. Perhaps we fought for too much. Perhaps the cost was too much. There are things I know now that I couldn't know then. We believed revolution was just round the corner, and we were the vanguard to bring it about. And the other left parties we classed as class traitors, bourgeois social fascists, of that we'd no doubt. And then the times changed, we campaigned for the popular front. The old line might never have been, but we led the workers in combating fascism, mostly in London and Franco in Spain. History's chosen and Soviet Russia, our future, our heart and our soul, and the five-year plan was a vision of plenty for us who'd lived half of our lives on the dole. We knew of the trials and purges, of course, and were shocked when we heard those old comrades confess. But yes, we defended the first worker state in the face of the slander and lies of the press. And you, who have nothing at all to believe in, you whose motto is money comes first, who are you to tell us that our lives have been wasted and all that we fought for has turned into dust? You may think we were duped. Well, we paid for our dreams, broken lives, broken marriages, jobs lost in jail, some lost heart in the left, some betrayed us for medals. There are always some turncoats whose souls are for sale. But the best of us never surrendered our vision, and we kept the faith through the bleakest defeat. Do you think that was easy, surrounded by hatred, the smear of indifference, the hurt of deceit? And our lives were made rich by the cause that we fought for, the friendships, the fellowships, sharing one aim, to transform society, end exploitation. And that day will come yet, though not in my time. Again he was silent, and what could we tell him? That the world now is different, that he'd had his day, that an old man's dreams were not our concern. But still there was something he wanted to say. Now when I look back, I see what we fought against: homelessness, hunger, injustice and war. But what did we fight for? What dream did we strive for? I used to know once, now I'm no longer sure. But you, who have nothing at all to believe in, you whose motto is money comes first, who are you to tell us that our lives have been wasted and all that we fought for has turned into dust? He was one of those lonely old men who live in the past, telling stories you don't want to know about how it was then. The hunger, the hardship, the hopes and the struggles of so long ago.
So many words. My goodness. Song of the Old Communist there from the featured album from Nancy Kerr. The album is called The Poor Shall Wear the Crown. Songs by Leon Rosselson, English folk singer and social commentator. A track now, I think I'll play two tracks. Yes, two tracks from New Road. This album, called Stone Walls and Streetlights, was the featured album some time ago, but I'll give it another run on the program today. New Road are a group from, well, they're based in Sligo. They're not all from Sligo originally. Leonard Barry plays Eland pipes and whistles, and Rick Epping plays harmonica, concertina, five-string banjo, jaw harp, and he sings a bit. Andy Morrow plays fiddle. Shamie O'Dowd plays guitar, mandolin and fiddle, and also sings. They've got a couple of good guests on the album as well. Kathy Jordan sings and plays baron, and Johnny McDonough plays baron on some tracks as well. Well, after all that singing, I guess we'd better hear at least one song. But the first track is a combination of two North American tunes, Boatsman and Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. And then we'll follow with a song called Down in the Old Hometown. This is New Road.
Thank you. got a gal, her name is Sue, down in the old hometown. Her hair is black and her eyes are blue, down in the old hometown. Ah, oh, she smoked tobacco and she dipped snuff too. There ain't nothing that she won't do. Oh, we get drunk on old homebrew, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in the world. She lives in the old hometown. I asked that girl to marry me down in the old hometown. She said, you gotta ask my old daddy down in the old hometown. I told the old feller that I loved her well. We just a-waiting for the wedding bells. But the old feller told me to go to, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in all the world. She lives in the old hometown. I got a job on a country farm down in the old hometown. The work was easy, but the weather was warm down in the old hometown. They sent me out to milk a cow. I never had milk, I didn't know how. I tried to milk that daddy cow, oh, down in the old hometown. Down in the old home, down in the old home, down in the old hometown. The sweetest girl in the world. She lives in the old hometown.
Jollity there, down in the old hometown. Rick Epping leading the group there, a group from Sligo. He's from California originally. The accent will give you a hint. Before that, the Boatsman, and Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. Good sound. I like that album. It's called Stone Walls and Streetlights. The group is New Road.
If you want to join an English ship, you must roam about at large. If you want to join an English ship, you must have a good discharge. Signed by the Board of Trade with everything exact, or else you'll find there's no advance according to the Act. So shout, boys, hurrah, I tell you it's a fact. There's nothing done on board a ship contrary to the Act. So lay up, boys, lay up, and see you get your whack of lime juice and vinegar, according to the Act. And when you've got your articles, of course you've heard them read. They tell you of the beef and pork, the butter and the bread, the sugar and the marmalade, with quantity exact of lime juice and vinegar according to the act. So shout, boys, hurrah, I tell you it's a fact. There's nothing done on board a ship contrary to the act. So lay off, boys, lay off, and see you get your whack of lime juice and vinegar according to the act. And when you join your ship, me boys, your heads is always sore, and you expect to watch on watch just as you have before. And the mate, he cries, lay off and do everything exact, but watch on watch the first night's out, contrary to the act. So shout, boys, hurrah, I tell you it's a fact. There's nothing done on board a ship contrary to the act. So lay off, boys, lay off, and see you get your whack of lime juice and vinegar according to the act. So lay away your weatherman and grace and haul upon the lee, and haul up your jibbalions, boys, and let your winds go free. And store along your watch tackle and let the mainsail set, cause I want to see the mainsail set according to the act. So shout, boys, hurrah, I tell you it's a fact. There's nothing done on board a ship contrary to the act. So lay off, boys, lay off, and see you get your whack of lime juice and vinegar according to the act.
And recorded live, as you could tell there, Warren Fay with a version of the Larrikins, the group that, like the favourite acts, had 53 different handles and 7 different heads. Lots of people were in the Larrikins over the years, or have been in the Larrikins, I suppose they're still going. That was According to the Act, sometimes called Lime Juice and Vinegar, sometimes not. Here's another song from the pen of Leon Rosselson, sung by Nancy Kerr. Another little warning. I don't know whether she... I hope her marriage is okay. This one's called Invisible Married Breakfast Blues.
Nobody looking at me. He puts his spoon in the sugar and the sugar in the tea, and he unfolds his paper methodically, and he stirs his tea, and he sips his tea without looking at me. He sips his tea without looking at me. With an automatic gesture, he taps his knee, and he looks at his watch mechanically, and he smiles at me across an empty sea without looking at me. He smiles at me without looking at me, and his smile is as heavy as gravity, and it falls on the table and the cups of tea, and inevitably he kisses me without looking at me. He kisses me without looking at me, and he turns out the door as if to see if there's something he's forgotten. There's only me, and he looks at me across an empty sea without looking at me. Looking at me.
very gentle group, that one, I've always thought. The Whistle Binkies, sort of light touch to their music, possibly because of the instruments they play. We heard Mrs. Maguire. We didn't hear her. We heard a tune called Mrs. Maguire, My Love, She's But a Lassie Yet, The Italian Reel, The Reel of Tulloch, and they finished off with a reel named after the old road south over the Pentland Hills to West Linton, called the High Road to Linton. At one time, that was a principal route for driving cattle from the Scottish Highlands through the borders to the English markets, which of course made it a favourite road for vagabonds and robbers as well. The Whistle Binkies. Tell you what the name of that track was, from an album called A Long Way From Home by Sarah Gray. I don't know whether she's still recording, but she was spending about half the year in the States and half the year in the UK. She recorded that album with Kieran Means, who I think is her son, and Ben Paley, who I think is not. Here's John McCutcheon.
Had a most curious ad in their listing of automobiles. I read in suspicious amusement what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 83 model, $65. Now I was used to my newspaper's typos, still I called up that number straightway. About that 83 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been some mistake in the paper. They printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. Her address was in a part of the city where I ventured just one time or two, where doctors, bank presidents, and lawyers are residents, and how houses are massive and new. As I turned up the half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, just $65 away. Now the interior was done in white leather, had a 587 V8, gull wingspan doors, Hurst four on the floor, and the 8-channel tape deck was great. There was chrome on the fenders, an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, it was boggling to me that for $65 this was mine. I expected that this woman was crazy to sell off this car at that price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. But she was charming, really quite nice. And she smiled in such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you've let this thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. Says she, I'll be 60 come Tuesday, and I've lived here with my husband Earl. Well, after 30 years wed, and without a word said, he left me for a young teenage girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he couldn't get far. Last night from Florida, he sent a wire to me, said, I need money, dear. Sell the car.
Could it be a true story, I wonder? John McCutcheon, he wrote the song, The Red Corvette, it's called. Before that, a couple of tunes, The Loggerman's Breakdown and Dulcimer Reel. John McCutcheon plays lots of instruments, including, as we heard there, hammered dulcimer. We haven't heard from Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton for a while. Well, probably at least a week since the last program. Anyway, this is an old song called Father Adieu. And Father Adieu is what would be called a white spiritual. It was collected in 1941 from Estill C. Ball by Alan Lomax, assisted by Shirley Collins when they were roaming around Virginia. Thank you.
trumpet shall sound. Prepare to meet in heaven where parting is no more. If I never see you anymore, till at last the trumpet shall sound. Prepare to meet in heaven where parting is no more.
Strength of strings, no voice can hope to harm. Caught by the sound before the dawn, I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze, like a bugle against the drums of dawn, lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweed's woven strand, the crashing waves like a cymbal clashed against the rocks and sands. Lay down your strength of strings, no voice can hope to hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strings. Strings, no voice can hope to harm.
Definitely one of my favourite Bob Dylan songs, and definitely one of my favourite bands performing it. That's Marley's Ghost from their first album called Haunting Melodies. They were, maybe still are, John Wilcox, Dan Wheatman, Michael Phelan and Ed Littlefield Jr. Most of them play lots of instruments too. They're very clever. Before that, of course, Father Adieu from Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton. Lay Down Your Weary Tune also appears on that same album that Kate and Ruth recorded. The album's called Declaration. And in fact, I was going to play that particular song, but then I realised I had the Marley's Ghost album with me and I thought, well, why not play that one? And another one from Kate and Ruth. Bagpipe time now, kiddies. This is John McColl's March to Kilbowie Cottage, written by William Laurie, and Davy Webster's, one of the late Gordon Duncan's compositions. The group, Brebach.
Thank you.
long fade out there. The group is Breibach. We heard John McColl's March to Kilbowie Cottage, composed by William Laurie, and then Davy Webster's from Gordon Duncan, a groundbreaking pipe composer. Sadly, no longer about. Breibach is the name of the group. Okay, time for the final track from the featured album, and it's one that's been recorded quite a lot by various people since Leon Rosselson composed it many years ago. It's called The Ant and the Grasshopper. Nancy Kerr has a very distinctive vocal style for this, which I must confess I'm not all that taken with, but her voice is good and the interpretation is good. So anyway, Nancy Kerr, featured album, The Poor Shall Wear the Crown, songs by Leon Rosselson. It's on Little Dish Records, recorded in 2021. Nancy Kerr playing guitar, violin, viola and piano. And of course, she sings.
Everyone knows how the story goes, how the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He labored wisely and gathered his store for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, glad of the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water. His song he gave to the summer day, singing where the dance leads our follow. Nothing grew and the cold winds blew, but the ant was safe and sound underground, carefully counting his pile around him, dividing his time until tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, blown by the north wind's fury, hungering for the easy summer, comes to the ant and says, my brother, give me bread, now is the dance that I must follow. Why did you waste the summer? Summers don't last forever. You're just an idle beggar. You must pay the price. Sacrifice, you would not eat me. You took life easy. Now take the punishment that follows. Now see the grasshopper reel like a dry leaf falling, weaving a dance that will last forever. Back goes the ant to his nest, to work, to feed, to rest. For him there will always be tomorrow. Grasshopper, everyone knows how the story goes, how the ant was diligent, never spent anything lightly. He labored wisely and gathered his store for tomorrow. As for the grasshopper, glad of the summer sunshine, light as the wind on the broken water, his song he gave to the summer day, singing where the dance leads off.
Nancy Kerr, The Poor Shall Wear the Crown, The Ant and the Grasshopper. Bit of a proverb there. Thanks for your company today. We'll go out with some music from Brittany. It's a group called Skolvan. Kerj Ban Dance, Come to the Dance, the album is called. Oh, no, it's not. Entrez dans la danse. Oh, no, that's the French translation. Kerj Ban Dance is the Breton one. We won't hear all this track, but we'll hear a bit of it. Suite of Larry Days. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.